folks, we're back again. Another book chat. Six. Book chat six. And this time, we are reviewing Robert Galbraith's The Cuckoo's Calling. Robert Galbraith, right? Well, actually, first, let's try this in English again. Actually, Robert Galbraith is the pseudonym for J.K. Rowling. And this, in this book, she is, I guess, writing as a man. And
She said that I channeled my inner dude. Inner bloke, actually. Her exact words.
I don't even know what that means, you know.
It's a very masculine kind of writing.
No, if you... from an author's perspective, when you're writing a woman's character, you're portraying that woman's character rather than turning into a dude, right? I think there are better options than turning into a dude. I just believe that. I look at it as J.K. Rowling's The Cuckoo's Calling, and I think it's a beautiful book. It's an amazing book. The whole Cormoran Strike series is amazing. So let's start with the review portion. Okay, now what made you first? Let's be honest. What made you pick up this book? Because I was very hesitant after the Harry Potter series.
I was deeply disappointed with Casual Vacancy.
Yeah. I didn't have the guts.
I couldn't survive that book. It's one of those rare books that I haven't read after beginning. I've left it midway. I couldn't survive that book. Too many characters, too much happening, and pointless. I picked up this book because, one thing, it's a mystery. Another thing, I read that famous words of hers, I channeled my inner bloke. So I said, let's see what the inner bloke says.
Well, the inner bloke is good. I'll just say that. The inner bloke is good. What I didn't expect from these books was almost Agatha Christie in the urban era. This reminds me so much of the Poirot series, you know?
Poirot, Mrs. Marple, they're mysteries, see?
No, but especially Poirot, you know, this guy who's... It's partly about the case and partly about the guy. It's the same way the Cormoran Strike series is.
Yes. See, after Harry Potter, because Harry Potter won basically because of the world she created, and also because of the characters, the growth of the characters. Okay? That's where it won. And over here also, unlike Casual Vacancy, which had too many characters and there was no point to them, this one has just two characters. It is Strike, his temp assistant Robin, who has been mistakenly sent by the placements to him.
Yeah.
She's just got engaged. He's just going through a breakup with a psychotic woman.
Yeah. The premise of it is absolutely amazing.
Yes.
This is something which I didn't expect. Let's be very frank. You don't expect this out of J.K. Rowling. And it is so refreshingly good. So amazing. That you actually go like, wow.
Yeah, I was very impressed.
The chemistry between... do you remember that scene where... spoiler, if you don't want to listen to this one. Do you remember that scene where... It's her first time in the office and he's jostling about, trying to juggle clients. Hmm. The tea sequence with the cookies.
Yeah, that was good. But the best was the way they meet. he almost throws her off the stairs, and then he grabs her boob and brings her.
Yeah.
It's, that was amazing. I was hooked on from then.
The chemistry between these two characters. This is not the same chemistry between Hermione, Ron, or Harry. This is such a mature chemistry, such a wonderful... this is what you miss in the books right now, going about.
Yes.
I feel this kind of a chemistry, this kind of... Where both these characters accentuate each other's strengths. That is missing in a lot of books these days, and she's managed to bring it out.
Yes.
And then you have the Luna Landry case.
Yeah, the cuckoo who fell down the stairs.
Excuse me, who's the real cuckoo in this book? The one who fell or the one who is really cuckoo?
I think it's Luna Landry. It's not Luna, it's Lula.
Oh, it's Lula.
Yeah.
I see.
A fashion model who falls down, the cops think it's a suicide.
Drug overdose.
Yeah.
Those kind of things. And he's investigating this case, and more than... Doesn't this book give you that... that feeling that he also is like, most probably she did it. She killed her.
Yeah.
Through half the book, he's like that. And even at the end, it's like he doesn't believe it himself.
I know. He doesn't. And by half the book, I knew who had done it.
I didn't.
I did.
She
hid it well. There were no clues. But then, you know, because you've read Agatha Christie and all that, you know that it's the least likely person who's done it.
The butler did it.
The butler did it.
No, I think she... What threw me off was the fact that he doesn't believe it, that somebody killed her rather than...
But he's being paid, no? That's why he's following the case.
That threw me off till the end. I was like, oh wait, we're at the end.
The characters, that black woman who she meets at her de-addiction center, who's blackmailing her.
Yeah.
The fashion designer who gives these fancy bags and fancy fur coats to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All those kind of things. That was very nice.
The detailing in this book is amazing.
Yes.
You can smell London.
Yes.
And I've never been there.
I know.
Yeah? I can... especially when he goes to that meeting in that restaurant. Okay? Mm-hmm. Where they're speaking about his father.
Yeah.
Yeah, the famous rock star.
Johnny Rugby.
Okay, so...
Rugby
or Rockaby or whatever. hey, you went through this book recently. For me, it's been a while.
No, for me also, it's been a while. But I can't... I've recently gone through the other latest book of hers.
Okay.
That's why I remember the father's name.
Okay. I thought you went through this book recently. No. You reread it recently?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So, anyhow, I like... you could smell the restaurant in that scene. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. The Thames. The restaurant. The streets. The fact that he spends most of his time, you know, sleeping in the office because he's been thrown out of his girlfriend's place.
He walked out.
Okay, fine.
He walked out. Yeah. His girlfriend, was playing mind games with him.
Yes.
Yeah. So he walks out and he's living in the office. what I missed out of this book was, you know, that balancing factor. This was either it was on the edge of the seat, or it was, where are we going with this? There were subtle moments where I would go like, can't we just be just entertained for a minute?
I thought it was fairly entertaining. It wasn't funny.
Yeah.
But there were chuckles all through. And the humor wasn't out there. But the flow was good. I mean, for somebody who's tried to struggle through Casual Vacancy, I mean, this was a mystery. There was a point to it. And she was building up this world, and
she didn't even want to be known to write this book, because she wanted it to do well on its own. After it did so well and everybody said, who's Robert Galbraith? That's when she revealed that, hey, okay, fine, I'm Robert Galbraith. J.K. Rowling is Robert Galbraith.
I never understood that the logic of that woman, because...
She didn't want to be associated. Like, what happened to Casual Vacancy was people judge it because she thinks people judge it on the basis, like, it would be... It's a Harry Potter thing.
The Casual Vacancy was such a come down from Harry Potter.
But, you know, it's... Casual Vacancy was a come down from Harry Potter, but it was... But Harry Potter is a very hard thing to live up to.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody knows Harry Potter. So, when everybody knows Harry Potter and everybody knows you through Harry Potter, you write something like Casual Vacancy, it would be interesting. So, let's not even compare it to... compare these these books to... Casual Vacancy. I would say let's compare it to its...
other things, you know, like, I mean, I don't know if you know, but I mean, I think my age will show. There were these Perry Mason mysteries.
I have no idea.
Huh?
Okay.
Okay. A lawyer and his secretary who solve cases. Okay. That was very big when I was growing up. Then there were the Agatha Christie mysteries. I think we should compare this series, the Strike series, with these books, instead of comparing it with Harry Potter, which is a different genre altogether.
Yes, exactly. What I was saying. I wanted to compare it to, who was that? The Firm.
Okay.
You know the book, The Firm.
Yeah.
Who wrote that? I don't remember. Okay, so...
A Time to Die.
Yes.
The Firm.
The Mockingbird.
The writer is just on the tip of my tongue.
Okay. Anyhow, so let's compare it to those. We don't get great signal over here in the studio. Or whatever. So I can't tell you the... So, how would you say... So, if we are comparing them... comparing The Cuckoo's Calling to these... What would you... How would you say where they lagged and where they worked? For me, there was a balancing act. This book did not deliver. The other two books in the series did that. But they'll act somewhere else, which we'll discuss later. Okay? So, for me, there was this balancing act where this series just went... this book just went like... I would have liked a moment to enjoy the...
I enjoyed it.
The chemistry between both these people a little more.
There is... it is not a chemistry right now. She is a temp. He is not able to pay her the salary she can get other places. Right. And that is where it stops at. And she has this thing that she wants to be a detective.
Yes.
And so, he doesn't know that.
Yes. So get them on a table. Let them talk. Let's see what comes out. I think you kept waiting for that in this book. And remember, this was like, what? No, we didn't know this was going to be a series.
No, we didn't know that.
So that left it hanging. And, you know, it just goes like, why are you dragging these parts? And people will right now most probably be screaming at me that you don't know anything about character development. No, I do. I do. I've read plenty of books, but these parts, it makes it so obvious use of this particular art of writing that these parts are just cliffhangers, just left there.
Yes,
in every book. I do not like that.
No, in the Silkworm, the next book,
there are things which are clarified.
Yes, they are.
And then, yes, but, you know, we're not talking about that book. We're talking about this book.
In this book, I think, it's too much employee.
John Grisham. That's the author you're looking for.
John Grisham.
Yeah. Mm. We can compare her to John Grisham. Yeah. Sort of.
Because John Grisham
was very American.
Not only American, he does it solo.
So does...
Strike has Robin.
Yeah. But... Okay, fine. Let's... So, big deal, man. He always has a bloody sidekick on the side. The firm has that check, which is across journalists, investigators. Mm-hmm. Okay. His other books has somebody else always. There's one main lead and one always on the side. You always need two people. Otherwise, it's a madman's diary. That's a good name for a book.
Madman's diary.
Yeah. So.
Copyrighted.
I'm writing it. So you can compare it. So if we take all the John Grisham was in the 80s, and she's doing it in the new millennia. So.
And he couldn't do atmosphere as.
No.
She can.
No. That's where she took Harry Potter and turned it into steroids.
She's done the atmosphere, London, the Thames, the streets that they walk on, the tube that they take. She's put everything there. I can actually feel it.
Yes. I agree. So, rate it. What would you give it?
Story 4. Dialogue. She is probably the best writer of dialogues in this modern day. Dialogue, I'll give it 5. And the atmosphere, 5 again.
Why don't you just give up and give it a 5? I know you want to.
You keep telling me that I'm too generous with my rating.
And people keep hating on me because I'm not very generous in my rating.
Yes. So I'm trying to explain it all to you.
Four and a half to five. Story 4, a dialogue 5, atmosphere 5. What else were you giving it?
Characters 5.
Bugger! What's wrong with you? I'll give it a 3.5. I do not like the obvious cliffhangers people leave around. It feels cluttered to me. Do something original.
It's a detective novel.
Okay, you're trying... Here's my... You know, again, people will hate on me if they listen to this. But it's simple for me. Call me a grouchy uncle or whatever. It's simple for me. I've read hundreds of books. After a while, these things become absolutely obvious. Yes. And it becomes irritating.
It's a formula.
Yes,
that
I do.
She's working around. And
I'm so glad.
Predictable.
Yeah. I'm so glad that the rest of the book hides that formula so well.
Yes.
That's why I would have given it a 4. But at the end of the day, that whole, they don't meet, so they don't talk, like that, that thing feels clunky. And that's why I'm going to take half a star away. That's why it gets a 3.5. And this book does not deserve a 1 star. Sorry, so no 5.
Mm-hmm. I'll give it 4.5.
Yeah, you can give it 5. You were giving it 5.
No, I'll give it 4.5 because of the simple thing that I told in the thing, that by the middle I knew who done it.
No, she kept me guessing over there. She kept me guessing over there.
I've read too many books.
By the end, I was completely tilted around. I was looking at the angle, like the cop and his angle. I thought there was a face-off going to happen over there. Rather, something else happened. That pleasantly surprised me. And then I was like, I was listening to it on Audible and I was like, whoa, we're at the end of the book? Nah, man, this is not fair. So that's where I was. Again, this is J.K. Rowling. I was expecting, like, what could it be? So I was blown away over there. But I reread it. We were supposed to do this about 2.5 weeks back. And when I reread it, I was like, yeah, there are places where it's just clunky.
Yeah.
So that's why, 3.5. And now, we're going to review the Silkworm.
Okay.
But you know what? I would really want to review this book. Somebody reached out to us on Twitter.
Okay.
And they want us to review Brent Weeks' Lightbringer. Wait, let me pull up the guy's name. It's a Twitter handle, I don't know. The book is Lightbringer. Okay, it's a fantasy book. Sci-fi fantasy. They say the magic system is amazing in this book. Okay?
I am always looking for leads to read a new book.
And it's so nice that we keep doing this book chat. Now people can reach out to us. Hey, if you guys want us to review some book, please reach out to us and tell us. We love reading books over here. It helps us. Okay. Okay. The handle is Da Ass.
Twitter is so creative.
So let's review that. I've just bought it. I'll give it to you. Lightbringer.
Okay.
It's the books. It's a series. Okay. The book's name is The Black Prism. It's by Brent Weeks. Let's review that, and let's come back to the Silkworm.
Okay.
Do you have anything else to add?
Nothing. I will just endorse your second your request. My Twitter handle is @PhoenixR2. And Ishan's Twitter handle is
@IshanLalit.
@IshanLalit.
Yeah, ISHANNLALIT. I'm boring. I can't keep a Twitter handle called Da Ass. I'm sorry, Da Ass, if you're listening to this. although I will say that he did it well. He wrote it like D, small d, A, underscore, A, S.
D, A, underscore, A, S.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, but it is... you know. Quite creative, I would say.
See, these kind of Twitter handles one doesn't forget.
Yeah.
So it serves its purpose.
Right. So, anything to add?
Nothing. When do we do the silkworm?
Next week or earlier if you want it.
I've read it. I remember it.
I need to go through it.
Oh, then we'll give you time.
Yes. I you know how many books. I am constantly reading and working. So I forget books.
I thank heavens that my work takes me on a long commute so that I can read books.
You can listen to books. All right. Yeah, read books. Let's be a purist for a minute. Let me be a purist for a minute. Books have paper and print. All right, people. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Good night.